Today we're going to learn Halacha Gimel to the Sedayim. It's based on the lesson of Rav Nachman and a very, very important lesson, and a little bit that touches Kabbalah, so I'm going to have to explain just the basics. In the Pasuk in Tilim, in chapter 139, it says, Uchor bekedem tzartuni, which really means from the back and the front, you constricted me. It says, and v'tushiv ulai kupechu, and you put your hand on me. So really, Rav Nachman explains a very interesting foundation with this. You know, there's a thing in life that things work with a seder. Things are working normally, the way it is. And often things don't work in the right order. Happens to the best of us. But as life, there's a seder. Now, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. That we came down, he didn't create us that we could be just living here, put here, and stationary. We gotta do, we gotta work, we gotta eat, we gotta breathe, we move. One of the most amazing thing about science, nothing stands in one place. If you know a little bit, everything moves. The sun moves, the whole solar system moves, the whole Milky Way moves, everything is in motion. It's an interesting fact. But the point is that the Ribbono Shel Olam made a seder, an order for everything. Like I always tell people, the sun is incredibly predictable. I could know when the sun is going to rise, the sun is going to set, I know. And I don't know what I'm going to do in 10 minutes, but the sun is predictable. That's a very, very interesting concept. There's a Seder, that means the way the earth works, and the way the summer comes, and the winter comes, and exactly, there's everything. Then there's in your personal life, things are working out nicely. Then what happens in life, which becomes a Shloi Keseder, things are not moving in the ritual the right way. It's like every time you make a business deal, or every time you get into do something, things are not going your way. That happens to every one of us. So there's a Seder, it's called. Things work with a normal way. And then there's a Shloike Seder. Things do not work the way it should be working. So Rav Nachman explains here a very, very interesting thing. And I'm going to try to explain this in a simple way. It says that Adam is Gematria 45. You know, the numerals of Adam is Aleph Dalet. Man is exactly in Matthew 45. One of the names of Hashem is also 45. If you write out the name of Yud Kei Vov Kei, with a Hey, it comes out to be, with an Aleph, it comes out to be 45. So, in a person, he has to bring the Hashem into himself. See, the name Adam is a very important thing. I always tell people the name of something is extremely important. The way we identify with Hashem is only through His names, because we don't know who Hashem is. I explained this once. We only know what He's not. What Hashem is, we have no idea. We know that it's something, as Rambam says, something that's echod, which is beyond. We have absolutely zero idea. We all know what we could, whatever we know, we just know, oh, that's not what he is. No matter how much wisdom and depths of greatness we are, we understand of Hashem, but we identify Hashem always with His names. This week's parsha, we'll just say a simple thing. The Samsaita says that Koirach, this week's parsha, Koirach did a horrible thing. The Samsaita once said, do you know why Koirach did such a horrible thing? He was named the same name as Esau's children, Alifei Koirach. There was a name in that family, and it was named after a not good person, had an effect on him, and Koirach became Koirach. The name is very, very, very powerful. The name of Hashem, everything. So Adam, that his name is Adam, The Zohar talks a lot about this in Kabbalah. The Adam is the numeral is 45 because we gotta take in the name of Hashem into ourselves. Because Shleimus, completion, is only with Hashem's presence. Without Hashem's presence, it's missing. When Hashem's presence is there, then it's called Shalom. It's complete. So Adam is Gematria Ma. Now I want to tell you something very interesting. Chochma, the means Chochma, is Koyach Ma. The letters from Koyach Ma. Because I explained it last week, once before over here, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives life to everything with the wisdom that is in that thing. We, if you look at ourselves, there's such wisdom that Hashem puts into the human being, it's mind-boggling. And it is. How we could talk, and how you could understand me, and how we communicate, and how we see. And the biggest mess is from this tiny, tiny cell, this big person came out. I always joke about it. I'm made from Hungarian cholent, of some goulash, and from nothing. And in that DNA, everything, all the, your whole, your DNA is different. I have a twin brother, we have different DNAs. They used to think twins have the same, different DNAs. We're different. The wisdom that there is, we could another million years, we wouldn't scratch the surface how much wisdom. The Zohar always says, the Chochmah gives life to its owner. Meaning to say, the wisdom that is put in it, that's the life of the object. The Rabban Shem created a lion, and created an ant, and he created molecules. The wisdom that he put into it, that's the life of the object. So in a person, there's a lot of Chochmah, but the greatest wisdom is to know you haven't scratched the wisdom. Ma koicheni, we say. What is our koich? What is our wisdom? Because the more you know about Hashem, the more you realize how nothing but. You really, it is amazing how we walk around all day thinking we are something. First of all, I always think to myself, none of us knows the most important thing that's going to happen in your life. How we exit this world, no one knows. No one knows when, how, and where. Isn't that amazing? The most important thing, we have no idea. And the chlal, I mean, you know, I always think to myself, they took a picture of the satellite that's going to Jupiter, and they turned around, took a picture of Earth. This is just in our neighborhood, by the way, the solar system. Earth is so tiny, it looks like a tiny, tiny thing, speck. And this Earth, we all are living here. We're all here. We look out there, it looks like a freckle. What does it look there? And in this world is countless things that goes on in this world. And Hashem provides this to us. So the Chochmah is the more wisdom you know, the more you're supposed to realize we are nothing. So he explains this again, and it's a very deep understanding that there's Seder and Shloimeh Seder. When you take wisdom of Hashem into you, then it becomes a Seder. When you realize the greatness of Hashem, you realize that Hashem is with you, you realize that Hashem is the one who's giving you, sustains us, then things fall into place. When it's Shloimeh Seder, we're going to learn, is when you don't have humbleness. You think you're controlling the world, you want to be in control, then everything comes Shloimeh Seder. I'll go into a deeper thing here. Reb Nachman explains that Adam v'Chava represents the Seder and the Shloimeh Seder. Adam represents the Ma. Chava, the word Chava means to speak. Laila l'laila yechava du'as. In Shabbos morning we say Kapitel Tirem. We say Chava means to express yourself. That's the speech of a person, when a person talks, that's called Malchus. Because in Kabbalah, the reason it's called Malchus, because without speech and communicating, you cannot rule anything. The only way you could rule is by your speech. Speech in Kabbalah is always called Malchus. The wife is called the Malka. You know, Shabbos is called Shabbos Malkasa. Shabbos is called female. The wife is the female, is the Malchus. She represents the malchus. The problem is if it gets the old problem is when we gotta connect the Adam and Chava. Adam is the Keseder, and Chava is sort of the Shlui Keseder. Not means the woman, it just means the idea of Adam, the Chava. And the more you bring into the Shlui Keseder, the Keseder, it means things don't go away, and you bring Hashem into it. Once you bring Hashem into the picture, it is becomes a Seder. You know, I always laugh when people tell me that, you know, I grew up in a dysfunctional family. And people always have these expressions and say, you know, this whole world is an incredible dysfunctional. It's incredible dysfunctional. It lasts still. It's in super. The Rebbeinu Shlom and his nuts say that there's a Seder. Ever notice you go to a person who's very sloppy? And he'll tell you, my sloppiness has a Seder. I know where every sloppy thing is. I never noticed if you work with people, not the good. They know exactly under the 10 jackets where his jacket is. And where the pen is under the couch. He knows. And in the Shleik, Lahavdil, and the Shleik is Seder of humans. The more you bring Hashem into yourself, the more you become Seder. And bringing Hashem into yourself means you realize that Hashem created us. We are not our own. When a person thinks, I am who knows what, that creates a shloike seder. That creates, it's like people want to be in control. You ever notice people in control are the most frustrating people? I don't know anyone over here, but I'm just saying, you observe people feel over, they are, because you can't control life. You can't control if you're going to fall asleep tonight. You can't control the traffic. We control nothing. The more you give yourself over to Hashem, know that Rebbeinu Shel Olam runs the world, the more Seder it becomes, because you know, this is the Seder.
So, when we look at the world, and I don't know if this is even discussed in the Kabbalah, but if it's so, I'm going to speak in more secular terms, I guess, but you look at people who talk about chaos. So we basically saying there really isn't anything such as chaos.
It's the way we look at things.
Right.
For one person, that if he cannot have his passport tomorrow, it's chaos.
But there is
true chaos, there's no question. But the more you have a Hashem in your life, the less the chaos is going to be, and the less things fall into place. Yes. So now, let me tell you another interesting thing in Kabbalah. Very interesting thing. When the letters, the Oisius goes Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. That's called Keseder. That's called Rachmin. Mushal Av is Aleph, Beis. Av, father is called Aleph, Beis. Chodesh Oviv. Oviv is also Aleph, Beis. Nisan is called Oviv when it's that's is Seder. There's a Nisan that goes to Aleph, Beis, called Keseder. Tishrei, do you notice Tishrei, the letters goes backwards? It's a Tov. Shien Reish. That's Din. You know, we blow in Rosh Hashanah Tashrak. You know, we blow Tekiya, Shvarim, Teriya, Tekiya. It's the four letters backwards. It's Tov, Shien, Reish, Kuf. When things go backwards, that's called Dinam, judgment. Rosh Hashanah, we get judged. That's why the letters go backwards. And whenever we have In the name of Hashem, which is hinted at the beginning of words of a pasuk, if it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yismachi Hashumayim Misogei Haoretz is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yismachi Hashumayim Misogei Haoretz is the letters of each word makes a Yud Kei. It's Keseder. That's happiness. Yismachi Hashumayim. Heaven is going to be heaven. Misogei Haoretz. When it goes backwards, it's always Minas Adin. Where's the most Minas Adin? Haman said, V'chol zeh anani shoiver li. Is the UK Wufka going backwards? Chol zeh anani shoiver li. If you look in the words, is shoiver li is a Yud. Goes back in the name of Hashem. That's the ultimate Minas Adin. So when things go straight, the letters go straight. When things go din, the letters go backwards. Now, the world, there is always din. That's how the Rebbeinu Shlom made the world, the Mishnah. Then there's Rachman. Just to explain it, I just told someone a thought that I had, that Aharon HaKohen was the one who was able to make Shalom. Aharon HaKohen was the first therapist in Klal Yisrael. He was a Shalom Bayis maker. He was Aharon HaKohen. And I explained, why was Aharon HaKohen blessed with this? Aharon was supposed to be a Levi. Do you know that? And Bernstein told Moshe Beni argued with Hashem. He didn't want to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Gave him a whole argument. So Hashem said, because of this argument, you lost the right to be Kohen. Your brother Aaron Levi, he will become Kohen. So Kohen is Chesed and Rachman, and Levi is Din. So Aaron was a Levi and then became a Kohen. He had to make peace with his Rachman and Din. You know, if a person knows how to make peace with himself, he can make peace with others. I always tell them, you know, if you have this blessing of knowing how to make, but the world is created this way. There has to be Din and has to be Rachman. The trick in Kabbalah, we always say, we want the Rachman should be overpower the Din. We don't want the Din to take the Rachman. We always want the Chesed, kindness. There has to be, let me try to be a little bit practical, understand. You know, a person is a good person. He does favors for everyone. You know, you can't be that way. If you're going to keep on doing favors for everyone, you're not going to take care of yourself, you're going to fall apart. You have to know how to say no. People who do favors and know how to say no, those people are going to last. If a person keeps on being giving and never knows how to say no, they're going to plot at the end. I mean, you need Din and you need Rachman. You know, Yishmuel took the Chesed. Chazal says, Yishmuel took the Chesed from Avraham. But there's no Din. It's only Chesed. It's like wild and passionate. It's not controlled, unbridled. So the world always is Din. That means it's metaphorically speaking, Odom is Rachman. Chazal say that the Zohar has a very, very, very interesting Zohar. It's worth just to say it over to explain this to you. The Zohar says a man's essence is Rachman. So the Zohar says a very interesting thing. A man, before he gets married, he's called a Gever. He's called a boy. He's unmarried. He has Rachman, but he's not married. When he's married, he's called a Gavra. Now he's called a man. Before he was called a boy. Now, why? Because a man is Rachman. Where do you see? So the Zohar says, the semen of a person is white. That represents Rachman. But the Rachman alone doesn't work. If you get married now, you're responsible for your wife and children. Now you became a gavra. It's called a gibber, a man. This is going. A woman is the other way around. A woman, her zera is red, her period is red. She's din, but to mamtika din, she has to be a nurturer. She has to get married, nurture her husband, nurture the children. It mamish works each way. A man is rachman. She's got to be a gibber. Got to be take charge, and to be a man, as we say in America, and to make a living, and the woman is the other way around. Her hamtoka sweetens, and she's nurturing. That's why the Zohar says, a divorced woman is full of din. She just got divorced. It's just, if you ever dealt with a divorced woman, I don't blame them for getting divorced, but it's din. So the Zohar says, because there's no nurturing right now happening. So it's kiloi din. So that's called the seder and the shloike seder. And again, the Seder, when things go normal, and the Shloike Seder is when there's Dinim Shoira. You have to connect the two. So when there's chaos in a person's life, things don't go anywhere, you have to connect the two. And how does what it does? It brings into the Shloike Seder a Seder. I mean, things are chaos, but what helps that you know that everything is from Hashem. You stop. And you humble yourself, you realize we're so not in control about anything. We just close our eyes. We have no idea when at the last day we're going to take a breath. You have no idea how often you have healthy people and just don't wake up in the morning. And that people are wealthy and lost everything. People are nothing and got something. We have zero control. We walk around thinking who we are. In reality, real life, we have no control. We can't even control if you're going to have a toothache tomorrow or not. All we need is a nudnik toothache, and a real good one, and you're out. You know, we Americans pop pills all the time, with all the pills. A good toothache, a good backache, and all of a sudden, wow, you're incapacitated. A good cold. You don't have to be something a toothache. Someone has a very, we are very, very, in reality, we are very frail. The more a person takes Hashem into themselves, he makes the chaos into a Seder. But his chaos becomes in a great Seder. It's very hard to feel it, but it is what it is. You ever go through a tough time, if you meditate and you tell yourself that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in my life, it looks terrible. And it is sometimes horrible what people have to go through in life. But if you, in the end, we'll understand it, why it has to be this way. In life, this is very, very, very important. I may have mentioned this once before, but I always like to say it before Shavuos, and I told my people in my shul, Ruth had a very difficult life, Rabbi Yisai. Ruth was a daughter of Egloi Melech Moav. She was a princess. She fell in love with Machlein, and her husband died on her as a young man. And she wanted to come to join the Jewish people, and they didn't let her. What are you coming for? Go home. Naomi gives her a hard time. No, I'm not interested. I want to come. Wait, go home. Finally, she pushed herself coming. Finally, she's there. Which young ladies want to get married? She finally marries Boaz. Do you know how long she lived with Boaz? One night. You know what they said the next morning at the Levaya? They said at the funeral, Nebuch. Who told her to marry this lady? She is a Mayuvi. I don't know if she's allowed to get married. Not married. Maybe yes, maybe not. Do you know that Ruth was the mother of Malchus? And David HaMelech came out of her. Shlomo HaMelech came out. And Mashiach is going to come out of her. But if you look at the story right there, and it's a disaster. You know what a disaster was? She was a princess, and she's coming to Klal Yisrael, and you know what? She didn't have to eat. You know what she was going to collect? The Leket Shikha. You know what the Leket Shikha, when it falls off by the thing, she's going to pick some of them up and have what to eat. I mean, the poor of poor used to take that. The Gemara calls it Lekita Busa Lekita. I mean, the poor people with mamish go after the cutting. How much could you collect already? How much? The Gemara counts, makes a cheshbon. It's very little how much you earn. But this is what you wanted, and it looks a disaster. But after the whole picture opens up generations later, wow, she is a lucky lady. She is a lucky lady. She is the mother of Malchus. Yes. So very often, we don't see the clear. We till Mashiach comes, every one of us has his problems in life. We don't see the outcome. What we could bring is to a Seder becomes when you bring Hashem into your life. When you bring the Shleika Seder, the chaos. You can have a toothache. And chaos of chaos is going on in your life. You could bring that chaos in when you bring Hashem into your life. And how that happens, I mentioned this last week, and I mentioned every week, I say to myself every day, the only way this happens if you take time to meditate. You know, today we live in L.A. L.A. is a place of meditation. A guy tells me that he has his office in Beverly Hills, and downstairs, he works for a law office, and downstairs there's a room that is made for meditation. Any meditation, yoga, stand on your head, whatever you want. You know what I mean? Now some people meditate every 20 minutes. He watched, he came down, the guy was 2.5 hours in the room. But if it's not for a mitzvah, you could do it for 10 hours. You know how it goes. You know, I always tell people in my shul, there's a mitzvah to eat challah shudas. No one eats challah shudas because it's a mitzvah. You know, people eat all day long. But if it's a mitzvah, forget it. Then the HR says, it's a mitzvah to meditate. No, I can't do it. How do you meditate? But all these, the yogas and the... They have, if it's not, that's the Yetzirah. But if you take time and you think about Hashem, you talk to Hashem, you bring Hashem into your life. He's your creator. He made you, and the chaos in your life He gave you. None of us choose really chaos. No one. Everyone wants his life to be sweet, nice, calm. Who doesn't? And chaos happens because that's the test of life. We get tested over here. There's no one who doesn't have chaos in their life. There's no one who doesn't have the pain. So when you bring Hashem into yourself, that chaos becomes so different. It's called Amtokes Adinam. They connect, the Chava and Odom connect. And just like a man and a lady gets married, it's a beautiful connection. It really is one of the ultimate Kedusha is a husband and wife living together peacefully. It's the ultimate Kedusha. Say the ultimate thing is when the Shloike Seder gets in touch with the Seder. Bring Hashem into your life and your chaos becomes more of a Seder. It goes into a little deeper in Kabbalah, but I want to really focus what the Nosson explains over here in the Kita Halachos. He says the night is called Shloike Seder. We know that the night is Dinam. In Kabbalah, we know many people don't. It's a famous thing. At night it's called Din, the day is called Rachmim, because Chochma, when the Psukim want to explain wisdom, it always considered. Or, Kener Mitzvah Torah, or the wisdom is light. And darkness represents death, represents forgetfulness. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made it this way. There should be day and there should be night. When Dinam HaShoyre, you know what we need? We need to sleep. What does sleeping mean? Sleeping means you totally mevatel yourself to Hashem. You close your mind. Sometimes you get overwhelmed. The best thing you can do when you overwhelm something is just to have a good night's sleep. You take your mind. I'm going to close it, not think, and just give myself over to Hashem. That makes the Hamtokes Adina, that sweetens it. So that means when you say Krishma Lamita, which is very important to say Shema Yisrael before you go to sleep, you don't have to say the whole thing. Many people don't say anything because I'm so tired to say. Just say the first chapter of Shema in Amapu and just think, here I am, I'm in love with Hashem, I'm willing to die for Him. That's it you have to say. And that makes a person's mind, he brings Seder into the non-Seder. Which is true, you are very stressed out at the end of the day, you go to sleep, you feel like a new person. Now, it's very interesting. I'm going to just explain this. The Pesuk says, Ochar the Kedem Tzartoni. The word Ocha the Kedem Tzartoni is a pasuk in Tilim, but the Gemara says Adam and Chava were created together. They were glued together, and then Hashem, cut Chava out and made it into a separate human being. But they were initially together. That's why by humans, the Rabbi explains that the snake was so jealous of Adam and Chava. Because his mate was, we mate them and go off. Humans, when they get married, the true marriage is that you're connected in every way till you leave this world. It's a whole different connection. It's not just we mate and we go off. It's a unity. You live together. You raise a family together. It's a incredible achdus. That's why Hashem created into one. Now he's separated. The trick is not just in a marriage, but the trick is in the spiritual part. There's a Seder and there's a Shloike Seder. And now, you have to make it work together. So the Pesuk says, Ucho ve'kedem tzartun mitushes ulai kupechu. You put your hands on me. Kupechu is a kof. Yud vav dalet is exactly 20. Because when your yud represents chokhmah, I mentioned this before once, and the Zohar always says the letter Yud represents Chachma. Resh is Chachma. Chachma is 10. It's always the beginning is Chachma. A person walks erect, straight, because his mind is the Resh is Chachma. Animals don't walk straight. These animals walk this way because the back and the front is the same. Humans are the only mammal that walk straight up because ours is Resh is Chachma. And that represents the Yud. Now, the Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet. When things don't go our way, backwards it's read Dovai. You know what Dovai means? In Hebrew means pain. Pain. When things don't go our way, oh yeah, we in pain. Such emotional pain we are. It doesn't have to be physical pain. When things don't work out, I always tell people that when you are, a person is ill and he has a toothache, two things bother him. First, he has a toothache. Then he looks at himself, I'm such a schlamazel that I have a toothache. It's like it's a double. You know what I mean? That people, stories happen to people. And then you look at himself, you know, besides that, this and this had to happen to me, I look so terrible, emotional. But you bring Hashem into yourself, you realize it is the Hashem's running the world. It's like a Seder, but it will become a Seder. Now this is very, very important, because the more you bring Hashem into yourself, Rabbi Nachman calls it Hashem Ha'oretz Imloyoy. Imloy means complete. Even though it means fulfilled, when you have Hashem with you, you feel completed. You know that a person has a great loneliness in themselves. A part of the loneliness that a person has in himself because he's seeking and desire a relationship with Hashem. Deep down, that you could be the most happiest person, most great wife, and everything is working out. But there's a loneliness because the neshama is not being taken care of. But you know what the problem is? I always tell people, when we don't eat, boy, does the body give us a tantrum. You ever notice? You forgot lunch, and you tell him, listen, the 2 hours I'm going to eat in 5 minutes, again, he bangs it. You're hungry. And you say, well, take it easy. You know, you have a child that's put on the tantrum, so I'll take care of you. And you just keep on going. You know, our physical needs, we push it off. He screams and yells like a spoiled child. If you don't sleep, you don't eat, you don't take care of yourself. This ruchnia is, okay, tomorrow I'll daven. I'll start tomorrow. Oh, every day I have to daven. Every day. When it comes to eating, yeah, you have to eat 3 times a day. That's the challenge that we have. The challenge we have in life is the spirituality. We don't hear screaming. That doesn't scream to us, the spirituality. You don't hear him say, you know, you forgot matters. You know, one day I forgot to eat supper. Oh, I went to a wedding, I forgot to eat. Oh, I wake up in the middle of the night. I was really hungry. I was like, why am I hungry? I remind myself, I forgot to eat. I never wake up in the middle of the night, I forgot a daf yomi. You know what I mean? I didn't learn tonight. I couldn't sleep in the middle of the night, so it woke me up. Oh boy, we sleep well, it doesn't bother. Yeah, a little bit guilt, I forgot. Tomorrow I'll do it already. See, that's the challenge we have. The body is a demanding. A nudnik, we call it in Yiddish. I don't remember how to say it in English. It's a nudnik. He bothers and he demands. And the spirituality doesn't demand. We don't hear him scream. That's also shloka seder. The more spirituality you bring to your body, then your body becomes the seder. It becomes less lonely. It becomes fulfilled. Now, let me explain something which Reb Nosson tries to explain over here. Let me try to make it a more practical. You know, in the morning, we get up, we have to wash our hands. Very important, you have to wash your hands. You come out of the bathroom, you have to wash your hands. We have many things we have to. What is the hands, this hand washing? So the Zohar, and it's a Gemara also. The Gemara talks about it, and the Zohar talks about it. When a person sleeps, a Ruach Tumah comes over them. When you wake up, the Ruach Tumah stays in your hand. So Reb Nosson explains this because sleeping, when a person goes to sleep at night, there's Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin, there's always a Tumah there. And the Tumah stays in your hand because your hand represents the doing. You're working, you're driving, your computer. Your hand is the thing that runs the world. I mean, now, people could do without the hands, but in general, the hand represents this. That's why it's Zohar says a very interesting thing. It says, Peseach es yudecho. Open your hands. It must be a So he says, don't say Yudechu, Peseich Yudechu, open the Yuds. Because the Yud represents Chachma. And Yudechu is your hands. And the two hands, it shall be the Yuds. That the, in the hands, when there's Dinam, then you have to, it always stays in the hand. So after night sleep, the tumor stays in your hand. But you, that's why you have to wash it. Wash it represents, water represents Chachma. When the Pasuk wants to talk about wisdom, he says the world is, when Mashiach will come, wisdom is going to be like the ocean. What represents wisdom in Kabbalah? So he says, you got to wash your hands, you wash away the tumor. And what you do with this, when you're washing away the tumor, you chase away the negative energy and you bring into yourself positive energy. You bring into yourself Kedusha. But the truth is, I want to tell you something very important. The only way to do this is you gotta take time for yourself to meditate. I guarantee you, if you start meditating every day, your life is going to change. There'll be less chaos in your life. That means there'll be chaos, but it wouldn't be chaos. There'll be a savior to the chaos. Like I said before, you know, there are people who are very messy, and they'll tell you my messiness has a savior. I know exactly where everything is. Another guy comes into the room and he says, I don't know, a tornado hit this room. No, there's no tornado. Under seven over there is my shirt and under there in the table is my... I watched the person this way. He knew where everything was. I don't know why it had to be chaos, but that's how he was. So there is chaos in our life too. But slowly it will become into a Seder. And mainly, we're here to have a connection with Hashem. See, a relationship with Hashem is not only doing the mitzvahs. I've said this, I'll say it again, because it's very important. Person wants to have I always tell the mushroom, a guy gets married to a lady, and the husband is a great husband. He does his job. He brings in panasa, there's Baruch Hashem, they have to pay the rent, they have food, they're able to afford a nice car. Everything is great. Everything is super great. He is cold as a fish. He's incredibly efficient. It means he's an incredible provider. Not just a provider. A provider of a mansion. But he is a cold, as we say, as a fish. He doesn't say hello. Doesn't flirt with his wife. Does not say a good word to his wife. He's totally removed. A lady would go crazy. Then you have another person. He plays the guitar and poetry all day long to his wife. And he sings love songs. She's going to say, she's going to go cuckoo. Get a job! Well, wait, what's your problem? He's playing, you know, poetry, love songs, and who knows? It doesn't work. It has to be both together. So Yiddish guy, we have the mitzvahs. But what we forget is the warmth to Hashem. We are sort of disconnected from Hashem. The most important thing is to be connected to Hashem. And the way you connect is davening. But unfortunately, when we daven, we're not there at the davening. We're all over the place. You ever notice that people, all the problems come in the start of davening Shemoneh Esrei? You know, all the things they have to take care. You have to take time for yourself and just meditate and talk to Hashem. Make Hashem a reality in yourself. That will make incredible fulfilling. I mean, he goes into great length about this and brings many psukim this way. But what I really want to focus is today is what Nachman says, the more you really think about Hashem running your life, the calmer you're going to be. It is that way. Listen, if you think you're running your life, it will be full of anxiety. No one knows if they're doing the right thing ever. How do I know I'm doing the right thing? I watch people who, you know, have a heart. Incredible hard time to do anything because they're not. Am I doing it? They're not doing it. You can't even live with yourself this way. You got to do it and do it. You got to tell yourself, Bunshi gave me the wisdom. I have to do it. I have to take, as we say in America, the plunge. you know, you got to get married, you got to get yourself a job, and rely that a Ribbono Shel Olam is with you and helping you. And mostly, you got to tell yourself that Hashem really loves you. I know this is a foreign idea for many people. Not just he loves you, he's madly in love with you. Imagine a guy creates, you know, from potted tree, and he creates some figure, whatever. He's so proud of it. Hashem didn't just, you know, throw, you know, he says, I need human beings so much, get them all, make sure they don't look alike. He was personally involved in you, how you're going to look. From the hair on your head to the toe of your nail toes. How tall and how smart, who your parents is. I want to tell you a big secret. None of us chose our parents. And my children didn't choose me neither to be my the father. Both generations, we are. Hashem sends those down. You come down. He didn't ask me which neighborhood. Didn't ask me. I should be child of Holocaust survivors. I should grow up in Williamsburg. Didn't ask me. Put me there. Right there I am. This is where he put me. Every one of us, the Ribbono Shel Olam watches you. Didn't say, you know, I only care about the two of the people. Everything is incredible important, my Hashem. You know, it's hard for people to accept it, but Hashem truly loves you. Not just He loves you, He wants you. We have to want Hashem too in our life. So I hope that all of you will take time. Take 20 minutes a day and don't do anything. Turn your cell phone on off. Don't let it vibrate, just turn it off. Because that's one of the biggest yetzer hara noticed by people. Most people are afraid to be alone in a room. Maybe at the beginning, if you can't do 20 minutes, sit 5 minutes. And you'll be able to do it. You know, your mind is like muscles. If I have to run around this room, I'm out of shape. I'm telling you, I couldn't do it. People my age who ran the marathon, when I saw the Boston bombing, the picture, there was a 78 young man running 26 miles. I couldn't do it if I wanted to. How did he do it? He practiced. Same with your mind, your muscles, your mind. You just start practicing, focusing for 10 minutes a day. And you can build it up. Your mind will be able to build it. I could do more longer. And it's the most beautiful thing when you think about Hashem, you bring Him into your life. You're bringing light into all the dark places in yourself. We all have, I always tell people, we all have our mishigasim. We have things we don't like about ourselves. Yiddish is a very powerful saying in Yiddish. Everyone has a mishigas. Everyone is a little cuckoo. Someone who's mishuga has many mishigasim, has many things that he's cuckoo about. We all have our cuckoo things about the life, and which bother us. You have to bring the light of Hashem into yourself. And, you know, this is how He made me. This is who I am. This is what is my challenge. I'm telling you, the Yetzer Hara is not going to let you meditate. I want to tell you something. I'm meditating 40 years. I will try next year keep a log. The very few days when I just look forward, every time I sit down, the Yetzer Hara tells me a full hour. No, you got to cut corners here. You got to look up the Shalah here. Someone prepared this lesson now. All of a sudden, all things that I need to take care of, he comes to tell me then. Everything. When I was meditating, no, nothing was on my mind. Nothing. All of a sudden, I went, wait a minute. The Yetzer Hara tells me, you have a bunch of things. You know, Shalom Bayis. He's so from the Yetzer Hara. All of a sudden tells me, Shalom Bayis. He doesn't want us to meditate. This is clear he doesn't. So you got to, you know, discipline yourself and give yourself time and teach yourself how to do it. Okay. Amen.